W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The weather is once again our top story, with reports of at least 8 unconfirmed tornadoes in the Chicago area. Hannah Fullman from our Indianapolis CBS-TV affiliate was at O'Hare Airport.
We all had to go back underground, and every single gate, everyone just flooded down there. And we did hear the sirens, and we kept getting warnings from the airport people. They kept saying, go to shelter in place immediately. There's severe storms in the area. Go to shelter in place immediately. So we were down there, I would say, for about half an hour, and then they lifted it.
Hundreds of flights were disrupted. There are no immediate reports of injuries. Flooding is still the big issue in Vermont. WCAX-TV's Ike Bendavid is in hard-hit Barrie.
Wendy Sullivan says she lost thousands of dollars worth of personal belongings at her apartment on 2nd Street in Barrie.
I had a shop in the basement. It's how I try and make a little extra money, and it's all gone.
Governor Scott joined by members of FEMA and the state congressional delegation to see the damage up close. Sullivan was able to speak to the governor.
Just telling him what's going on and everything, hoping that, you know, something will be done. If he can't do it, then I don't know who else to turn to.
More rain is on the way there. From tornadoes to flooding to extreme heat, it's still broiling in much of the Southwest. KTVT-TV's Olivia Leach reports from Dallas.
Meals on Wheels.
Chandelin is delivering a hot meal and a fan to Favron Williams.
Oh, man, it's murder on me.
Meals on Wheels volunteers have already delivered 160 fans to seniors.
Off to Seoul, where reporter Alex Jensen has details on a North Korean missile launch.
Leader Kim Jong-un personally oversaw North Korea's latest missile test, involving what he previously called the North's most powerful weapon, a Hwasong-18 solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. Tensions are rising again then on the peninsula after the North claimed this week that the U.S. has been conducting spy plane operations over nearby waters.
HBO is king when it comes to Emmy nominations. Succession leads the pack with 74, actually 27. HBO leading with 74. The Last of Us has 24. White Lotus with 23. All three of those are up for a Best Drama Series. Apple's Ted Lasso leads the nominations for comedies with 21. The Emmy Awards are scheduled for September 18th. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my off-clean feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need mosquito bite red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my amethyst eyeshadow palette. The best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With Off Clean Feel, I've got 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Slight chance for isolated showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 56. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Talking about 11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries, it makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing? I'm calling this one a Taco Tuesday edition.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy Evan, doing the hard work on the board. Our fair audience, well into the week now. Great to be with you all.
You know, Taco John's owns the right to call it Taco Tuesday.
And that's my understanding.
Taco Bell's trying to, invalidate, because everybody associates tacos with Tuesday. Have you heard that? That's a thing.
I remember something about it, but I mean, when a name of something becomes so intertwined with what it is, right? Like here in Wisconsin, Kleenex. When I was growing up, it wasn't a tissue paper; it was a Kleenex. Everything was a Kleenex, whether or not it was Kleenex brand. You know, I'm gonna go make a Xerox of that. It doesn't matter if it's a copy or not; it's a Xerox. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they're so good at the messaging, they take over the entire industry.
To this day, I still call them time machines.
Right, the ATM, the time machine.
The time machine. That was a regional thing here in the great state of Wisconsin. Well, Dom, often the descriptors of this fine program, they're food related. Because I'm a big guy. I like to eat. And there is some great news. If you're a foodie here in the great state of Wisconsin, Top Chef coming to Madison, coming to my hometown, I get the feeling by the time it airs next spring in Wisconsin. And if you're unfamiliar, and I was, this is the Top Shelf theme song.
Yeah, Top Chef. Top Chef, Crudy. Yeah. Coming to Madison, Milwaukee, and Door County, man, making the rounds here in Wisconsin.
Well, Top Shelf, that's the level I usually have to pay for the drinks for Dom from. You're a Top Shelf guy, right?
leave the rail alone. But I'm not picky. I'll take what I can get.
We should have our own show, Top Shelf.
Yeah, that is. It's called the Devil's Advocate's Top Shelf every day.
Now, are you a chef? I've never seen you cook.
Yeah, I cook. I can cook the hell out of a bowl of cereal, man.
Some Lucky Charms.
I mean, that's my favorite. No, I mean, I cook occasionally. Steph is the chef in the family, and Steph loves herself some Top Chef. My wife watches it quite often.
Well, I don't have to watch. I just go in the kitchen and make the magic myself.
Yeah, you're the show, baby.
I like to cook. I like to cook, and I usually try to do something a little, you know, more than the hamburger helper kind of a deal. Last night I did Italian, but not like spaghetti. I did, you know, like Italian with the Italian sausage, the hot sausage. I like it spicy.
Yeah, sausage. So do you use a recipe, or you just kind of just throw it all together?
Crudy's recipe.
Do you actually pull out a book and read something and measure things?
Oh, I do if I were baking, but I'm not baking. I'm cooking in this case.
Okay.
Well, you know,
but cooking and baking, that's all the same to me, man. If you're turning the stove on, top or inside, it's preparation of food.
Baking usually implies like a bready kind of something, right? Baking, you stick it in the oven. Cooking, at least to my perception, that goes on the range top. Than a baker.
Well, sometimes it goes on the range top and then into the oven, Crudy. What do you do then?
Oh, well, that would imply like some sort of seared it and then you put it in the oven. Oh, I do that occasionally. I've done that.
I'm getting hungry, man.
last night, I just did garlic toast and I nearly burnt it. I went like 6 minutes beyond the recipe called for time. But no one seemed to notice, you know, just put it in the sauce, my and Prego's sauce. We made it together. You know, I started with that piece.
Now, would you add some sugar to it or some salt? What do you add to your Prego, Crudy?
I can't tell. That's Papa Crudy's special.
You can put a label on that someday, folks.
So anyways, the real chefs are coming. Bravo's top chef. Dom is the top shelf. This is Top Chef, the wildly popular industry-altering reality TV show. It will shoot its 21st season in Wisconsin, my beloved.
21 seasons. That's amazing.
Bravo Media and Magical Elves released a statement today announcing the location and noted that former Top Chef winner, I should make you read, but... Kristen Kish will replace the outgoing Padma as host. The 20th season of Top Chef, an all-star season featured international contestants, was filmed in London and Paris.
Ooh, wee.
Well, not nearly as nice as Wisconsin in the summer. According to the release, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, WEDEC has been heard from. They've landed Top Chef for Wisconsin and was made in cooperation with Travel Wisconsin, Visit Wisconsin, Destination Madison, Destination Door County, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin State Cranberries Growers Association. That's Fred Preen's former organization, isn't it? Wasn't he a cranberry guy and a dentist?
I thought he was a dentist. I don't recall the cranberries. But
I think he owned a cranberry farm. I think that was the tie-in to the DNR stuff. We were thrilled when we got the call from Travel Wisconsin. The Destination Madison president and CEO, Ellie Westman Chen, said, "What Madison has to offer is an incredible, unique, eclectic dining scene and the devil's advocates. We have every type of cuisine you could imagine in Madison and Dane County. That diverse food experience, that dining experience here is a selling point for Top Chef coming to Madison." Now, Dom, Top Chef generally shoots in the late summer or early fall. Westman Chen said that will be the case in 23, but we don't have confirmation on exact days. Many details of the shooting are still under wraps, including how many days the chief testants and crew will be in Madison versus Milwaukee or Door County, and what opportunities there will be for the locals to get involved, like the eating part. I want to get involved, Dom.
I'm in like one of those parody ones, like nailed it, you know, the terrible cakes and things, you know, like grab someone off the street, just throw them into a situation and see what kind of creation they come up with.
I would wing it. I would do okay. I'd throw lots of garlic in there. I'd make it very fragrant. You'd smell my cooking coming. I guarantee you that, Tom. What is your favorite sort of cuisine? Is it Italian? You are Sicilian.
Oh yeah. All Italian. Lately, it's been the Sicilian steak, you know, some beat down Sicilian breaded steak, fried to pan, throw some noodles.
Is that like a cutlet?
Yeah, get over here, Gloriosos, man. It's all ready to go.
How do you have to cook it,
man? Yeah.
You know, my favorite Italian place, and you can certainly participate if you are a top chef, a foodie, if you're excited about them coming. We got some political headlines. We'll get to those as well. You know, better to eat out in Madison than Milwaukee, Dem, because apparently your sales tax is going up.
Oh.
But the place you introduced me to, mostly, I would take you out to dinner back then because I'd make money on you in some professional way. I'd sell you something, and then I'd have to take you and...
And you'd feel guilty for sticking it to me and take me out for a dinner and, you know, try to make it hurt a little less bad.
And you would stick it to me with the top shelf... The cocktails, and then the dinners. But one of the best places you ever took me to, and I hope it's still there. Victoria's in Appleton. Oh man, the service! I have never seen better service at a restaurant than Victoria's in Appleton. There was one young man, and he was, I guess, like a busboy, but he's staring like a, you know, like the guards at the wherever the palace is in England. I haven't been there ever.
No, they're very, very serious and looking forward.
But he's looking forward. And this table is getting up. And as soon as they got, you know, behind a pillar, he kept flying in. He's just moving fast, flying. And I'm watching this going on. I'm like, this is the most efficient busing thing. But he didn't do it while they were still in the dining area. He didn't rush them one iota, but the second they crossed that pillar space, had that table set up, I would guess 30 seconds-ish, and they come walking out. They had already seated someone in about 45 seconds. They already had another table for six seated, and the food, healthy Wisconsinite portions.
Oh, come on, man. You went there for the portions. I mean, they give you 10 pounds of pasta. I mean, pasta's cheap, folks, and they gave it to you quick. That's great. In and out, great service. Had better food, but it's fine. I think there's other, you know, more.
I didn't say it was the best restaurant. I'm just talking about service, the way they kept it moving, the way they run that joint, dude. That was one of my favorite Italian restaurants. You know, I've been checking out this Johnny's Italian in Middleton. Gets a little, you know, hoity-foity, a little pricey sometimes, but I like the food there. That is excellent. And, you know, we go to the one on the west side, but, you know, love the food. And it shows. Every part of me.
Top chef coming to Wisconsin. Crudy, a little more here. Apparently, the team took a previous scouting trip to Wisconsin, and that filming season 21 in the state has been in the works for over a year. We have amazing chefs here, she said. Top chef is going to give Madison incredible exposure. We will take that and promote the entire dining scene, advertising in conjunction with that episode running. Westman Chin was not able to share what incentives, financial or otherwise, the state of Wisconsin has given Top Chef to shoot.
Less than $4.5 billion?
I mean, come on. Man.
I hope we didn't give them the Foxconn treatment.
Does anybody get the Foxconn treatment? Only Foxconn. Now, previous locations for Top Chef, New York, San Fran, Charleston, Chicago, Boston. Some seasons are more regional, like seasons in Texas and California. Based on previous seasons, Wisconsin season of Top Chef will likely air between March and June of 2024. Now that they have chosen Wisconsin and Madison, they'll come back and we'll start diving into details, said Westman Chin. We hope there's an opportunity to participate for our residents because that's a lot of fun. Even just to go out, see how it all works, be really exciting for the folks. 21 seasons, Top Chef coming to Wisconsin.
I'm very excited, Dom. Would that convince you? I mean, if you had great dining culture in a city like Madison where I live, would that encourage you to move here?
Well, yeah, man, that always matters. You're more.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Oh, awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with lows around 55. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Warmer Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for you, as always, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we're getting texts as well. The shiny new app allows you to text readily. It's a little icon. Very easy. Here's one. Top Chef comes to the liberal parts. That's got to piss somebody off. And also, I was just in Appleton a few weeks ago. Victoria's is still there. I haven't eaten there in years, but man, the food is so good.
And yeah, the service, time,
the service, impeccable.
Service is great, yeah.
Crudy likes it quick and generous and impeccable. Well, Dom, I've got a question to ask you and the audience, and it's a little blasphemous, and I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. But in 844... 967-2789. Calls, they're okay. Text, also okay. A little survey. Because I am getting pestered. I'm getting inundated by calls from the Chicago Bears organization. Their broadcast organization. And they want to...
They're looking for a quarterback again, Crudy?
No, no, that won't be a problem.
You can't be any worse than what they got.
Come on, Jason Fields. Hey, man, before we start talking trash about quarterbacks, let's see how ours works out. Right? Talk about Packers fans. So here is the question, people. The Chicago Bears organization wants me to play the Chicago Bears here in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, they make this representation. And I was really shocked. First and foremost, they said, what about Racine Kenosha? Heard you guys bought a radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
Right down there on the state border. The hell yeah. No, I said. We got the Packers on that station. We got the Badgers on that station. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers. Hell, Dom, I'm going down next week. Our sales team, we are going to sell out the Packers on WRJN next week. That's how confident I am. Because what business owner wouldn't want to be associated with the greatest franchise in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, right? And as a wonderful slightly more affordable option if it doesn't work out for them to be the namesake of the Packers. Well, hell, we've got the Badgers in the Milwaukee Metro. I can stream them too. I got all these great things coming, and Bucks basketball coming in the fall and the winter. And then the Brewers next summer. We got the greatest sports station in the state of Wisconsin. Of course they want a piece of that action, right?
Right.
Well, hell no, you can't get on Racine Kenosha. They said, what about
conflict with the you know, the Packers and Bears, right? I mean, you can't play two of those. That doesn't make any sense.
You cannot. They said, what about Madison? I said, do tell more. They're like, yeah, what about Madison?
What about Madison?
We don't currently have any Bears affiliate in Madison. And we think there are 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County, in the greater, Madison Metro. And I said, I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious. 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County over here? Are you kidding me? And they said, no, we're representing what the Chicago Bears tell us. I said, well, where do they come up with their metrics? Ticket sales, merchandise sales, online apparently.
Sure.
And those that sign up for like the NFL, you know, newsletter from the Chicago Bears. I said, seems like a big number to me. You know what I mean? That seems like a big number.
Could be a lot of Packer fans trying to get dirt on the other team. You know what I mean?
Here's... by buying Jason Fields jerseys. But here's what maybe it's like you buy it to burn it. You put it out in the backyard. You know, you buy it to burn it, but that seems like an expensive endeavor. You can buy it at a thrift shop.
Those are not cheap jerseys, right?
Very expensive. So the question I have for you, Dom, and for the greater audience, should we put the Bears in Madison on Sundays? Because here's one other thing I would note. We program this station 6 days a week. Got the finest damn programming 6 days a week. But I never programmed on Sunday because who's going to fight against the Packers, right? And now that we have the Packers, we're going to have the greatest programming 7 days a week on great stations like WRJN and WRCO. One coming in the Northwoods and Park Falls very, very soon. We'll tell you about that someday in August. But what about the rest, Dom? What about the Chicagoland people trapped here in Dane County? I mean, my city is growing rapidly. This county is growing rapidly. I didn't know they're coming from Chicagoland. They might be Bears fans.
Well, the Devils, we play out in Chicago, right? Delayed nowadays, but you know, we get a little piece of that action down there.
I actually spoke to our friends at WCPT earlier today. Asked the same question. What do you think? Is that blasphemous?
What's the deal? I mean, you got to talk about expenses and revenues to me, man. I don't know. I mean, how do you determine whether or not a deal like that would be successful? What's your definition of success?
$1 billion. No. Yeah. You know, because financially, I don't see a big downside, but I'm also limited in seeing a big upside. I just don't see the big.
Are you limited because of your partisanship for being a Packers fan? I won't say a Bears hater, but a Packers fan? Is that why you're limited, Crudy?
Here is something one of the sales guys pointed out to me. If you are a Bears fan and you live in Madison, you can't hear the game. You can't see the game. I mean, how frustrating. You'd have to, go?
Buy the ticket?
Go to the game in Chicago? Didn't know how your team did? Otherwise, you got to, see the ESPN, the 6 o'clock news? They're not covering the Bears highlights? That what's that?
Streaming rights come along with that? You can play it on the...
No.
Can't
stream.
Well, can't stream. You know, you should do a little negotiating, man. You know, art of the deal, Crudy. Stick it to them a little bit, man. If they want to come here, we'll show them how we do business.
If you have a strong opinion on whether or not we should play the Bears, call us right now, 844-967-2789. Tell your folks I say hi, and the Bears still suck.
This summer, 540. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises, yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for isolated showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows of aloft around 56, winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
That's right, it sucks.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of text love on this topic, Dom. Whether or not Crudy should turn two-face on his Packer hometown beloved team and consider broadcasting the Chicago Bears on the Madison station. It seems foreign to say to me, but apparently there are something approaching 75,000, 78,000 Bears fans living in Dane County, according to the Chicago Bears. Consider the source. Not reliable, probably. Come on,
man. Now, what about the other, obviously, Milwaukee, biggest market in the state of Wisconsin. Do they have an affiliate playing out the Bears in Milwaukee already?
Well, there used to be a station that played the Bears, 780 AM, I think it was. And now, the guy that owns WTMJ in Milwaukee, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands, well, they bought ESPN, and they got the Bears rights on the station down there. Mm. But the guy that was calling me was definitely a guy out of Illinois. Here are a few of the thoughts I've been getting on the text line, Dom. Where is it? Where is it? It was just here. Here's one. So you put Clayfish on the air, but not the Bears? Joel or Rebecca? here's one. Crudy, some iHeart station based in Madison plays the Cubs. I know that to be fact. Good thing civic media is generally liberal. They don't care much about sports. CJ would probably quit listening on principle if you put the Bears on.
He can't get away. He can't stop listening.
If we chase CJ away by playing the Bears, that would pretty much seal the deal. That'd be worth it at any cost. here's another one pointing that out. 1070 in Madison played out the Cubs last year. Bears used to be on 780, which you could hear all over the state. No longer. They're looking for a new home of the lowly Bears. It's a smart move like those dumbass Dan Kelly ads. Get your money, they say. And here's another one.
Perceptive, the audience. Just dial these are things I'm thinking.
Do it, man. I know a lot of local fibs who would eat it up. Playing the Bears in Madison seems a little sacrilegious, but they need a radio home here in central Wisconsin, Dom. And, you know, I kind of like stirring the pot.
Well, you know, it's coming together, man. See, the Devil's Advocates, we're bringing people together.
Well, two games a year, they play Packers and Bears, right? So could you imagine if we, like, pitted our own stations against each other? Like Madison against Racine Kenosha and the other Packers affiliates, because right. We would not have multiple Bears affiliates. If we do this beta test, it's going to be a small run, and we're going to see how it goes. But we could have fun, you know, first game of the season, Bears at Soldier Field. Last game of the season, Bears at Packers at Lambeau Field. See what I'm getting
at? Oh, so the season starts off Packers-Bears in Chicago, and then it ends with Bears in Green Bay. Gotcha.
It does. It does. So technically, we would be putting some form of the Packers broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple of Packer games in there, Crudy. That's part of the mission,
some
right?
Some people would buy season tickets just to have the Ohio State game. Some people looking in the mirror, I'm considering that. I'm like, should I buy season tickets just for one game? Because I really want to go to one game. Ohio State. Badgers, that is.
Yeah.
So
a little more here, Crudy. Here's one from the lacrosse, our pal Dana. You got to give it to the Vikings before the Bears, at least the Vikings, are at least watchable.
Well, you wouldn't be watching them. You'd be listening. And then Casper, one of our employees, Chris Casper, has got a Vikings tattoo. I mean, he's like
Oh, he's dedicated, right, for sure, man.
He said, no Vikings love, ? Well, I'm not sure where we would play the Vikings. Perhaps somewhere up in the Northwoods. Oh, yeah, here's someone asking. What's next, Vikings at Baldwin and Amory? Those are the Minnesota outmarkets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers, they won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet.
Call me. You can call them, man. I mean,
844.
If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. Right, let's get the Lions, and we get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis Dome, the U.S. Bank Stadium. When they call that thing, it's Goliath. It's huge. saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No, why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We're in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was a smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked it.
Okay, hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I mean, I know, you know, old man now, you don't have to sit in the nosebleeds of the Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort. And we're in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves. And that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife. And I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know. And I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later, after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, yeah, I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game. And I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Got to do something, man. State's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years. So now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to summer.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going to watch
listen
the Bucks,
to him on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to him on the radio.
That's not you going to go. WISS. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
Right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh, man. Well, as long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax But I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership, and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car after that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but...
A little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote as a Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats. Because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years. All the way back to the socialist days, right?
The sewer socialists.
What they failed to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was... elected governor 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans as being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things? Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We don't hate you. Or the Bears. Maybe we're turning a new leaf on the Bears. We'll see. 844.
We'll see.
967-2.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Mid-80s Friday, upper 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving, smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy, not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something, and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka. Go Bears.
Hearing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting. And many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge, Packers fan? Non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the
not
Bears.
A fan of the Bears?
Well, I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's the tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're at the water, unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to, do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the pee pools, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man. It bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, You'd go to a restaurant. You're paying another 18% in resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
On top, on
Welcome
top,
to the
top.
Party, pal. Just add it up, add it up, add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to, you know, to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, same. But the weather's
I noticed you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. You know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida or the DeSantis campaign?
People leaving, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
Do you get angry?
I get, like me
when I'm angry.
I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. Do you know there's new reporting out about our president, the current one?
What? Current one? I mean,
not the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Not that one. So, you know, he says he's still the president and he won Nevada
twice.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a. Let's just call it an angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now. I swear all the time. It's one
Absolutely
of my things.
You do. You do. There, you are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain.
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know an environment of people you know organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very
profane
rarely
or the angry because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Crudy. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we're the relationship, man. It doesn't matter because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's getting the report and he says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're with the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying?
He belittles everybody on a regular basis.
And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, they're just like, who can out-troll each other? I mean, there's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. That those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
You're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember, we are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back the happier happy hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond,